The first thing we do when we are born is to breathe. The first action we take in this planet, in this life, is to inhale the vital nutrients from our surroundings. Now, the last thing we do before we die, the last action we actually make, is to let go of air. And we breathe out in one final exhalation. Breath is fundamental to life. But it's also fundamental to the voice. The global human lifespan as of 2020 is approximately 80 years. If you consider that we breathe approximately 16 times per minute, that makes about 960 times an hour, which is 23,000 times in a day, and that would equate to 8.5 million times per year. And if we do reach the grand old age of 80, would have circulated of breaths approximately 7 billion times throughout our lifetime. Breath is fundamental to life, but also fundamental to the quality of life that we lead, and fundamental to the voice. Because voice production and the sounds we create use air that we have breathed in order to make those sounds. I've said it before in this channel, but I'm going to remind you that when we breathe in air, this sparks, it feeds us nutrients, which sparks our imagination. And we use those thoughts to drive our communication. So we use this air to vibrate our vocal folds. And we send that air out through our mouths where it formulates the sound and is articulated into different types of wave format. It's a different vibrations. So they can affect the listener in different ways. So without proper breath support or proper breathing techniques, we can't breathe in as well, which means we can't feed ourselves as well, which means we won't be using our imaginations as well, and we won't need to communicate as well, and we won't be able to communicate as well because we won't have the air to do all of its jobs it's supposed to do on this journey as it circulates within us and out. And it's not just about speaking. When I say about vitality and expression, breath supports a healthy human being. Proper breathing techniques make us function better. So it's not just about our voice, but our voice is more than just the words we speak. Our voice is an outward expression of our vitality. And if there's disease, if there's something wrong, then we exude that. People see that unconsciously. Not everyone will notice when something's wrong with someone, but we know. When we feel under-energized, when we feel that we're not getting enough or we're not able to share ourselves, we feel low in energy, perhaps, we feel insecure. All these issues can really be helped and lifted, and many dissipated and dropped away by adopting better breathing. It's fundamental to life, the quality of life we lead, and the voice, and our outward expression of ourselves. You must learn to do it well. And it's not just about learning how to inhale and exhale. It's training your body to be in a better position so that it will naturally want to breathe the way it should. So then, how do we do that? Well, we need to work on our posture, and we need to make sure that our body is in alignment, and that if we've had any trauma, we might have to work harder. But if we haven't, and we've just got into habits, bad habits, which are affecting our posture, maybe our neck and shoulders, maybe it's our lower back, maybe we keep our knees locked all the time and that's having a detrimental effect further up the spine. Whatever it is, if you feel that something's wrong and you're not able to express yourself for some reason, go back to your breath and go back to your posture and see what happens if you're able to manipulate that back to the way it wants to be. You could see a chiropractor, an osteopath, or you could do voice work. There's plenty on my channel. Maybe you can go and see a gym instructor. Maybe they can give you some clues as to how to better your posture. Because once your posture's in alignment, you can breathe better. And when you breathe better, you're able to share yourself with the world better. Just a thought for the day. Thanks for watching. This is Improve Your Voice. I'm Darren McStay. Until the next time, look after your voice.